The Buffalo Bisons' home stadium is currently named Coca-Cola Field, but that naming rights agreement ends in December of this year and will not be renewed. Buffalo News columnist Sean Kirst offered this suggestion in a weekend column. Why not name the ballpark after Luke Easter? Luke Easter was born in Mississippi and grew up during the nation's Jim Crow laws era. After playing some semi-pro ball and serving in the military domestically during World War II, he played pro ball in the Negro Leagues and was signed to the Cleveland Indians of the American League, but an injury cost him a big league spot, and he toiled in the minors, including with the Buffalo Bisons.
He was a beloved player, huge man, great in the community. People just loved Luke. He was a big home run hitter.
Michael Buczkowski is the Bisons' vice president and general manager. WBFO posed the question, why not name the ballpark after Luke Easter beginning in 2019? A noble idea, but Buczkowski admits the Bisons would suffer a serious budget shortfall without stadium naming rights revenue.
I don't think there are many ballparks remaining that do not have naming rights deals, and for really the same reason, is that the care and the operation and the maintenance of this ballpark is a challenge. It does cost money. The ballpark is now 31 years old, so it's not getting easier to maintain. It's requiring even more attention.
Buczkowski explained that under the terms of their current naming rights deal, he cannot disclose what the Coca-Cola bottling company paid to have their name on the ballpark. A new name is not expected to be announced until early next year. When that happens, it'll be the fifth name change for a stadium that originally opened in 1988 as Pilot Field. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.